and who's coming in concert next week. This is Fetty Wap, which with My Way featuring Monty. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for joining, Daniel.
Yep. Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. All headshots, if you think you can take my bill. And I'm too tough when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way? Baby, this is something you should know. I don't ever chase no. Spotted you, you had that girl. Watch me pull out. I swear my shit's on sync. And he mad as hell. Big Zoo up all she sing. And he mad as hell. Big Zoo up in her dreams. We mad as hell. When they sex, she scream for me. Big Zoo up with the rigor should be. Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you? Saying this, all headshots if you think you can take my boots. And I'm too tough when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way?
Baby girl, you can stay tonight till the morn. All this ice on my arm. What you like, what you want, and I might put you on. Just my, can't you see? And I rock 17. All these knots in my jeans, me and Zoo turning up, got your boo in the cut, and she suit, cause it's looking like the roof going up, counting all this bread. I don't talk to fans, trying to take my pump, you gon' take two to the head. Cause baby, you the baddest,
baby, you the baddest.
All this money, I'ma cash in, and I'm swerving all the traffic,
swerving all the traffic.
While I'm trapping out the man. And I'm moving through the tri-state,
moving through the tri-state.
Do 200 on the highway,
200 on the highway.
And I'm swerving in my eye,
swerving in my eye.
Baby, you should come my way.
Baby, won't you come my way?
This is WMUC College Park. You're listening to the Narcoleptic Insomniacs. Please hold for PSA.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
What's up?
I'm sorry, we were, like, talking to somebody.
Someone was, like, what? They wanted to get in on this.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So Lyme disease?
Yeah, did you guys find that informative? I feel like we don't usually listen to the PSAs, but, like...
Lyme disease?
That one got me a little...
Yeah, like, I'm scared now. I'm scared. Yeah.
So, we are Narcoleptic Insomniacs, and we're talking today. It's like, there's a theme. I think it's...
There is.
We've been getting very topical.
Yeah.
Lately, so.
Yeah, because we went on a little trip this weekend.
Yeah.
if you know, you know.
We cheated on B-more. Yeah. We cheated on Baltimore, and we cheated on College Park.
Ooh.
And we saw our side piece.
Our side piece.
NYC.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. We basically do this a lot. Okay, well, I feel like I like what you said. It's like a couch surf kind of vibe lately.
Yeah.
So we just couch surfed with our friend in New York.
Shout out to Mia, yeah. MJ. Like, girl, we love you. Thank you for letting us stay with you. Hello.
It was amazing. It was amazing, especially when it's free.
Yeah. And I believe this will continue into the summer. Couch surf summer.
Ugh, so much fun. Couch surf summer. Basically, it just feels more... I just feel like we're exactly in the phase of our lives where it makes sense. Like, people are in different cities,
mm-hmm.
and maybe their parents are helping them out a little. But it's like, I'm going to mooch. And if someone wants to stay with us in Baltimore, you can mooch.
Exactly.
It's okay.
If you're rich in a cool place and I know you, can I, like, sleep on your couch for a night?
Literally.
Can I, please?
And it's just so we can get a taste of the world. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're just ready for something bigger.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mooch off your friend somewhere. Yeah. It's a mooch. It's a sleep on your couch. Thank you.
Yeah. split gas money with your friends kind of summer.
Yeah.
Like, it's not funny anymore.
It's a, can we get food and share, actually?
Can we actually just share?
Yeah. Like,
can we actually split this $5 drink? Because it's $5.
It's $5. I should do that more often.
That's too much for me.
I don't know why I don't.
I don't need
do
a whole drink.
I never need a whole drink.
Not at these prices.
No.
Okay. It's like, okay. And I guess, yeah, maybe the world needs to be bigger for us. And I think this is kind of our topic of the week.
Yes.
Urban jungle. Where dreams are made of.
Woo!
Concrete jungle. Okay,
where dreams are made of.
It says state of mind right there.
Oh, shoot.
You know when you say something and you see it at the same time?
It's a New York state of mind.
Yeah. But I guess on a larger... We have a common theme of our urban roots. I'm putting air quotes around mine.
The urban jungle.
The urban jungle.
It's the urban jungle.
New York really is.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure other cities are, but, like, right. New York is, like, the main one that I've been to multiple times that is an urban jungle.
Yes, truly. It's such a different way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happened to us is our feelings about it have just kind of changed.
Yeah.
And I feel like we ended up talking about it for, like, an hour at a cafe in New York. So it's like, why wouldn't we just talk about it here?
Duh.
yeah. It's really, our job is so easy.
Exactly. It's just, like, talk about myself.
Yeah.
And that's so easy.
And you losers listen.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, because, like, okay, the thing about New York for me is, like, it's so interesting because depending on who you hang out with, it can be a completely different vibe.
That's true.
Like, I feel like if your family's the, you know, like, let's go see a Broadway show and, mm-hmm. like, be at Times Square type of family, that's, like, very, very different from, like, let's see, like, East Village and look at the architecture or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because, okay.
Yeah.
I also want to point out the cost. Like, if you're living if you're seeing a Broadway show, or if you're just not and you're just like eating food in the East Village, it's probably the same price.
It's probably the same. Like, so it's like, considering the prices are like similar.
Yeah.
Like people in around like same socioeconomic status, like they will do that when they visit New York City. It just like genuinely depends on who you are as a person, like your personality. Yeah. And I think that is so funny.
No, people, I think people develop opinions about New York just based on Times Square.
Exactly.
And getting around in cabs and driving and not actually taking the subway and going to see Broadway shows and stuff. And it's really just not the, it's a vacation experience. Whereas, and I think I personally always like to pretend I'm a local. Like, I think that's just the most fun thing to do instead of doing all the touristy things. I just like to just pretend I live there. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what we were able to do.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so fun.
Exactly. That's the thing about visiting friends who live in NYC.
Yeah.
They are living there. So
we get to live there.
We can live there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, it's really like the full experience because a hotel is like not realistic. I don't know. And some things were not realistic. Like, obviously, we were just doing the most fun things ever and, like, forgetting about school and life for a second. Mm-hmm, but
exactly.
Still, you know.
But we were also, you know, like, meeting our friends.
Right.
And, like, talking to all these new people and having all these new experiences, which I think, like, is so much harder to do when you're just, like, you know, in Times Square.
Yeah.
Where you don't really know anybody.
Right. Following, like, the agenda. Like, okay, we saw the Empire State Building.
Exactly. Check. Exactly.
Yeah. Totally different.
Not
experience.
To say that that's a bad thing.
No. And I feel like if you live in New York, the only reason why it's boring is because you've done it before.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, you've done it before. You're not going to do it every day.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But yes. I think, so we had also taken a little visit back in October.
Yeah.
And I would say, honestly, it was my, it was just like the intro. Okay, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to go into my New York history.
Yeah.
Because I guess I like grew up going there as a kid because my aunt had, just a bunch of people had apartments there. Super fun, super cool to just see like, wherever. But I didn't really appreciate it. Like, I was a kid. Then I feel like I went more and, like, did touristy things, obviously.
Yeah.
And I still enjoyed it. Like, I think what... I never, ever got freaked out by the people, I don't think. I was never like, oh, my God, I hate this. Like, I always enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
But then... Okay, this summer, I went with my parents and my sister. And... we did the tourist step, like, we stayed in a hotel. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know. It felt like me and my sister were able to kind of, like, do our own thing and, like, take the subway. More independence. Then October, even more independence. And I feel like this past trip was just even more. And I feel like I just want to achieve getting closer and closer to, like, living there. And I think we slowly are.
I just think this brings me to think about, like, I feel like there's a huge underlying debate about, like, parents and, like, should you bring your young kids on vacation with you to, like, you know, like, places like New York City or, like, crazy countries,
yeah.
you know? Because it's,
you?
Like, will they remember?
Right.
And that's, like, a huge debate because it's, like...
That's
like,
valid.
Do I want to spend money on my kids when they won't appreciate it?
Yeah.
Do I want to spend money on my kids when, like, yeah, like, I'm just going to have to, like... take care of them the whole time and I won't have fun. So, like, I don't know. That's what that makes me think about. Just,
right.
like, on a completely unrelated level.
Well, that's fair because I didn't remember it.
No, yeah, and I, like, never remember my vacations with my parents either because, like, to go into my history of New York City.
Yeah.
Like, my family isn't huge on traveling.
Yeah.
So I didn't really go... Yeah, I'd never gone until, like, high school.
Yeah.
To, like, visit colleges and stuff.
Right.
So it was, like, a very unique experience just because I was like, whoa. Like, I've never been here anywhere like this before.
Yeah.
But it was also, like, I felt, like, not truly awakened because it was, like, you know, like, yeah. when you go on vacation with your parents,
you kind of turn your brain off.
Yeah, like, they kind of choose what you do. Yeah. And, like, maybe that's not always what I want to do, but, like, yeah. you just, like, follow what they want to do because they paid for it. Like, yeah, whatever.
They paid for it.
Yes. And then this past summer was the first time that I had gone by myself.
Yeah.
And I went with Mia. Yes. Yeah. And then that was, like, crazy to me. Like, genuine awakening. Because that was, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait. Like, this is how people actually live their lives in the city. So, yeah. And then, like, obviously, you know, like, we went in the fall. And we went in that, like, last weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. And I think we are not too afraid of it. Like, or, like, we're kind of open-minded people, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some people that are, they will just flat out say, like, I hate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never felt that way. I've more felt like, I love New York. It's just hard to comprehend, like, living there sometimes. Just, like any other city, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also want to argue and say that New York, to me, is so special because I think it's just the most unique place in the U.S. And to me, like, some of the values that I have in my life, I really like densely populated, like, urban areas
mm-hmm.
just because it just, it feels, like, comforting and there's things to do. I would never be bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like walking
mm-hmm.
and, like, public transportation, not driving. Yeah. So college has been really great for that reason. Mm-hmm. And New York is really great for that reason.
Mm.
And it to me, it's, like, the one place in the U.S. that's honestly comparable to, like, a European city or country, honestly. Because, and people say, oh, my God, Europe is so much better. Like, oh, you walk everywhere and, like, the food is better. And honestly, yeah, New York isn't really comparable to, like, every single European country, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But select cities and select things, I think New York is the closest you can get in the U.S. Now, you do pay a price for that, but it just seems so dreamy because you walk everywhere. I think that's just, like, a big thing that I want to have in my lifestyle. Like, I want to be a walker.
Yeah.
I want to be an old lady walking backwards and, like, with a walking stick. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I've never been to a European city before. So, like,
everything I hear about it that people like is just, I think everything's very close together and, like, cutesy. And that's what I like about New York.
Exactly. But then I think about, like, okay, what do people say about Baltimore? And, like, that's not how it actually is. So I don't
that's
know.
Fair.
Like, I want to, like, and, like, study abroad, like,
we're yeah, guys.
See. Like, I'm so ready to, like,
we experience. Can truly compare now.
Yeah, like, I'm ready for that. I really want to, like, explore.
Navigate the urban jungle.
Exactly. Like, I'm just, exactly.
No, yeah, we can, like, switch gears a little bit because I feel like I was navigating the urban jungle. I don't want to, like, expose where I'm going, but they said don't do that.
In Europe. Yeah, somewhere in Europe.
They said don't do that. Okay, well, somewhere in Europe, and we were, like, I don't know. It's just an exciting
day.
We're in different cities.
Yeah, like, by BT Dubs. Like, what?
Different cities, and we were having fun today. Or I was having fun, like,
mm-hmm.
fantasizing, like, oh, where's my dorm? Oh, where? And I was on the Google Maps, and I was, like, putting the little orange man down on the street and being, like, oh, where? Like, and then it was just, like, transformed, and it was, like, cobblestone streets and, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, like, I shouldn't get too much into detail.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
like,
okay,
keep it a
cobblestone
secret.
Streets. It was so cool.
So cute.
And I'm really excited to navigate that urban jungle.
I know. Because I feel like even if you hate New York City, I feel like everyone has something to learn from it.
Oh, true.
Even if you live there already, like, there's so many people there. It's so densely packed. And things change because the people there change.
Yeah.
So, like,
right.
Even if you absolutely despise it, I don't know. Like, I think you should still visit.
Yeah, and I think I want to think about, like, the reasons why people might despise it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is probably the people.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes a lot of concerns. People are concerned about alone time, noise, safety, just like general crowds, like lines and crowded spaces. Like my mom is like claustrophobic and she's scared of the subway. And that's valid. Like she doesn't need to live in New York.
Exactly.
But I think that's a big reason a reservation people have. Obviously. Okay. Actually, number one, scratch that, the cost of living. Scratch that. That's the number one.
Yeah.
It's way too expensive to live there.
Yeah.
So, but this is about visiting.
Yeah. As well. Exactly. And I think, like, the thing with that, like, the people part, is that, like, it's not like that in every single place in the city.
Right. This is like, our
counter argument. This is a very overgeneralization.
Yeah.
And I think this is what people tend to do for all the cities.
Yeah. Too many
all
people.
The places everywhere, like, oh, like Texas, what's in Texas? But right. There's actually a lot in Texas.
Right, we just have our assumptions.
Exactly.
My thing is, I think people are afraid of so many people because of, like, walking around, like, navigating them, like, you gotta keep up, people are mean, people are whatever, but actually, in my opinion, New York has so many people that no one cares, and that's why I love it. Like, you can truly go out looking like a hot mess. No one would bat an eye. And you're not going to look at them. And we can also get into that, like the formalities, like the politeness in New York. But it's kind of magical because you could go and stand on the street corner and like scream. And no one would care. Like if you just need to get a good scream out, New York is the place to do it. Even if you're surrounded by people. If you just need to walk down the street talking to yourself, which, honestly, I definitely, like, wish I could do that more.
Yeah,
I'm a little crazy. I want to talk to myself, and I could do that in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, and I think there's also a huge thing where people are like, oh, New Yorkers are so mean. Like, they never talk to you, whatever.
Right.
But actually, in my experience, that is, like, not
No, people
true.
Are, like, trying to have fun. Like, they're trying to stir up stuff. They're going to be like, hey, like, come to me, like, hey, answer this question, or like, oh, what time is it? Like, just random stuff, but it like gives you stories.
Or
I don't know.
Even if it's like you see an old lady on the train and
yeah.
you're sitting down and you like give her your seat. Like you're not like, look, sit here, but you will like
you're not
stand
gonna be
up
like,
and like give her your seat and stuff like that. Or, like, you see this girl being harassed on the street, and maybe you're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, I've had that
People
happen
are
to
looking
me.
Out for
yeah.
each other.
In the way that, like, you mind your own business. Like,
yeah.
you don't get in other people's business.
No.
But at the same time, when people need help, like, there's always people there.
I think it scares me more in the opposite direction. Like, a very rural, small town. Where if you're kind of alone and isolated and you find the wrong person, it's even worse. Now, people argue, like, people, like, there's more of a likelihood that the wrong person will be in such a densely populated area. But at least you know there's also going to be the right people around.
Yeah, like, low-key, when I was walking home from the metro the other day, like, through the, like, neighborhood...
Here?
It was, like, nighttime, so, and it was really dark and, like, kind of scary.
I don't
though,
like being
like,
alone.
No. Like, and, like, I knew, like, okay, the sorority houses are there, but I still, like, didn't feel that safe.
I am scared walking around, like, a suburban neighborhood
it
at night.
It was kind of scary, and, like, they don't have that much light there either,
yeah.
so I was, like... like, let me, like, call my mom.
Is like, this genuine, like, let me talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Because is this genuinely a hot take? Picture College Park, like, the frat houses, empty at night, walking by yourself as a girl. Picture walking home by yourself in the East Village in New York in nighttime. like, I would feel so safe. I would literally feel so safe.
Yeah, and I just,
in New
like,
York.
I think about, like, the thing about living in an apartment or, like, a row house is that you're always connected to people.
Literally
like,
connected.
Physically.
Yeah.
So if anything happens to you, they'll know.
Like, yeah, you're looking out for your neighbors. They're
literally,
looking out for you.
Like, if a serial killer comes in and gets me, like, my house isn't standalone.
I
like,
will
people
scream.
Will hear me scream.
People will hear you scream.
In a rural area, houses are so far apart, people will not hear you
I
scream.
I am so scared of that.
And that's terrifying. But this is, again, like,
my personal take. Like, obviously, no, there's, like, rural areas. People feel way
safer in rural areas.
Exactly. And, like, some people just want their space, which I totally understand. This is just me, personally.
I feel like, okay, the more that we go, the more times that we visit New York, I do sometimes, okay, let me back up a little bit. Sometimes being on this college campus, I'm sick of people, and I kind of just wish I could go outside and not see anybody, but I just think that's such an unrealistic way of living wherever I've lived in my life. Like, if I go outside, I will see people, because I've never really lived in, like, on a farm or something, like, I don't know. So it's like, okay, that's just kind of something and I think, honestly, the biggest reason I feel that way is because I don't have my own space here. And I just think, so, like, I was like, oh, would I actually get sick of people in New York? Probably not if I had my own bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, probably not if I had my own kitchen. I probably wouldn't get sick of people, because when I need my alone time, like a normal person, like, I don't think I need more alone time than people, but I'm pretty average, and I would have it. And I just feel like here, it's harder. And, okay, this is another thing. It's kind of exhausting to see people you know all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just such, I don't know what it is about me. I'm so, like, awkward and non, like, I just don't really want to chat with anybody unless I'm, like, making plans with them. Like, I don't want to be caught on the street when I'm not in the mood to talk to anyone.
No, like, no one wants to be caught off guard.
Like, no. If I want to talk to you, you will know it. We will have plans, and we will sit and talk. But in New York, you wouldn't see the same person twice, probably, unless you made time to see them, and it's your friend. This is very appealing to me.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I think it's just, like, the campus culture.
No, and I thought I chose this school because it was so big, and I thought I would just be a little fish.
No.
But no, I see the same people.
We call ourselves medium fish.
Oh my god, we're medium fish. Like, okay, we're not big fish, okay. But we ain't little fish.
No, because, like, I know people here and they know me.
Yeah. My god, a guy got us today.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you look familiar. Yeah, and he did too, and he looked familiar to me.
Me too.
Dang it.
I was like, oh, man.
Dang nabbit.
Like, oh.
But, sometimes it's beautiful. Like, oh, I saw this person from high school, and we were able to catch up.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. It's lovely. But sometimes it's very much unwanted. If it's, like, 9 a.m., and I'm like, oh, do not get me on the street.
It's just, like, it's an issue because I can't ever choose. There's no choice in the matter. It's just, like, you have to do this. You have to be here when this other person is here in the same space, in the same class, in the same living area.
Everyone has classes at the same hour. Like,
I know.
Everyone's walking to class at the same time.
Everyone's doing laundry at the same time.
And in New York, you just don't really know what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's so anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so anonymous. And I think, okay, this is another thing I noticed that was different in since the last time we were in New York. That was new this time. I feel like I have a little bit of, like, a staring problem. Because I feel like being at this campus, it feels like more of a small town vibe. Not a small town. Like, a medium town vibe. But everyone is the same age. Okay, that's another thing. Everyone's the same age here, and I don't like that. But I feel like I've been a little bit scarred where I feel like at College Park, oh my god.
Sorry, that was just messing with my back.
Yeah. I know people's faces here, and I feel like I have to look at them, because it's like, what if it's someone I know? What if it's someone I hate? What if it's someone I need to, like, say hi to? What if it's someone I need to, like, look at the ground at when I walk past them? And I feel like a little bit of that is my own, like, trauma. Air quotes. But, like, I think it kind of changed me. And in New York, I felt like did not have a staring problem. Like, why would I look at anyone's face? I don't know these people. I don't know them.
Mm-mm.
And even if you live there, you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Pluses.
No, I don't know. Compared to the last time we were there, it did feel very different. I think it's also, like, I start to realize, like, I guess the imperfections of the city, as there always are. Like, I don't know, like, how to, like, verbalize it exactly. But it's just, like, nowhere is perfect. And even if it's my dream, it's still not gonna be perfect. And I guess this was a nice, not wake-up call, but it was, like, just interesting to see. And, like, how my perception has changed.
Yeah.
Because I guess last semester I was, like, everything's so amazing. Like, this piece of dirt on the street is so beautiful. But now it's like, okay, let's come back to reality a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, yes, I'm still having fun. But at the same time, like, yes, this is a place where people live and exist. Like, because I feel like what a lot of people do with New York is they're like, oh, yeah, like, everyone just goes on vacation here, and, like, everyone here is a celebrity. But there are people who are, like, normal people there, too, even though, like, it tends to be otherwise. But I don't know.
So many people live there, guys, if you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, because I think, like, the tendency is to be, like, oh, like, you know, the celebrities, like, the people who stand out. But there's so many people who don't stand out and totally mix into the crowd, which is what we've been saying, and that's why we like it there as well.
Yeah, I guess if we're saying, like, nothing's perfect as well, I mean, I think that's just, like, a good way, like, a good mindset to have.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to chase something that doesn't exist. And so, yeah, like, I definitely can see the flaws in College Park.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely see the flaws, like, in Baltimore, and I definitely see the flaws in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It is silly. Like, I guess maybe it sounds silly that, like, this whole episode is basically just talking about, like, where we want to live. But I just feel like it says so much about, like, your hopes and dreams and ambitions as well. And, like, who you are as a person. Like, some people never want to leave their hometown. And that's the other thing that I was thinking of why New York was becoming more imperfect to me, was because I think deep down the prospect of me leaving home is not as appealing as it used to be. I think I have more, like, tying me down. I don't know. Like,
I know. I use
I have
too,
a lot
like,
of love in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for me to just kind of, like, I feel so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the luckiest girl in the world with my family and my friends and everyone in my life, that it's like, why would I abandon all of that just to, like, live out some fantasy that might not even be real?
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is real is, like, the people in my life and the relationships that I've built. Like, that is real. So why would I run away from it?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's more, like, you know, I guess it would be a romantic to, like, oh, run off to New York City and, like, blah, 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 throw caution to the wind. But maybe it's more romantic to, you know, embrace, like, my family and, like, you know, still live my life and, like, with my values and everything, but, like, just embrace what I have, I guess, and not just throw it away for some silly fantasy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, that's something I think about just because, how should I say this? It really, like, it makes me think about, like, all the other people, like, the tendency of, like, just people on campus to be, like, I guess, like, in the way that a lot of them don't come from cities.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, never want to go to cities.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, I feel very different sometimes from, like, the rest of the school, just because I, like, and not to overgeneralize, because I know other people, like, totally feel the same way.
Yeah.
But, like, as sometimes, like, I don't know, I think people's dreams are different, and my dreams are sometimes different from other people's. And maybe they're like, no, like, yeah, I really want to stay home with my family, but then they're like, no, wait, like, I really want to go to the city. Like, I don't know. I feel like in the middle of it all, like, oh, I don't know where I stand in life, if you know.
I don't know what I want.
Because people,
I feel like when people talk about stuff like this, they are like, they know exactly what they want somehow. Yeah. Or whenever I speak to them, they sound like this. They're like, so I want to live in the city till I'm 25. And then when I'm 25, I'm going to move to the suburbs with my wife, who I'm going to have by 25. And we're going to have our kids in the suburbs. And I'm like, whoa. Okay. Like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't like, okay. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's a lot to think about. I don't know.
Wait, you're going to hate me. No, I really like to do that because, and I feel like we've had this conversation.
Yeah,
recently.
And exactly. Like, I think that's what makes us different.
Well, okay. I don't want to have a wife in the suburbs. But,
no.
But I feel like I know what I want. And maybe, like, I know what I want. And I like to think what I want is, like, a cool, like, artsy, quirky life. Like, oh, she's a little bit different. Like, maybe she has a tattoo and, like, she's a cool person, blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, I do like to think about it because, I don't know, it's something about, like, the aesthetic of it all. Like, I have a board on Pinterest about, like, my future house. And I like to play and be, like, what if this was my house? What if this was my wedding? What if this was my, like, car? Mm-hmm. What if this, blah, blah, blah.
No, exactly.
It's, like, playing.
No, like, and I totally get that. I'm just saying that I'm different. And, like, I feel like I've been meeting a lot of people like that here.
Yeah.
And not just, like,
I think it's, like, young people.
I think it is young. Like, I'm just, like, so, like, I totally don't relate. I'm, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I actually don't know what I want at all. So, it's, like, it's hard for me to just, like, I don't know, participate in conversations like that, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I think this is bad, maybe, but my whole thing with that, I think, is purely, like, aesthetic-based and all rooted in, like, the wrong kinds of things. Like, oh, but these people just made a TikTok of, like, their new house and, like, they're, like, renovating it. Like, day one of renovating our 1930s, like, Victorian, I don't know what era that is. Okay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, what? I want that. But it's only because I saw it on social media. And what I'm saying with that is I think my future that I dream about is very, like, aesthetic-based. And I think it's also centered around, like, beauty and, like, specifically in my home. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, like, I don't know if it sounds bad. Like, I really just want, like, a beautiful, gorgeous, stunning house. And, like, I don't know. Like, that sounds sad. I feel like I'm setting women back, like, hundreds of years.
I
just want a beautiful home, and I want to work a full-time job.
Yeah.
But I think I want a beautiful home, and that's, like, a big, like, fantasy. That's why I fixate so much on, like, where do I want to live? Because I think that's just, like, a really important, like, I don't know why. It's just something very important to me.
Yeah, I don't know. No, because, like, I don't know.
Maybe I should be a real estate agent.
Maybe.
It's, like, it has a calling to me.
I hear it's, like, cute. Like, you get to, like stage Dunphy houses. Like, that's fun.
I don't know. Like, is that weird? Or is that just girl?
Like, I don't know. No, see, because that's what I'm saying. Like, when I talk to other girls, like,
they have a house board on their Pinterest.
Exactly.
Like,
I think, like, maybe I just tend towards a little more cautious. Like, I'm just, like, scared of maybe failure or disappointment. Or, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, a different way.
But I feel like I won't fail.
No.
Because I feel like even if I live in the worst freaking place ever, I would make it beautiful.
No, exactly. And that's, like, your life. Like, totally. I'm talking about, like, how I feel personally about my own life. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a house board on Pinterest?
They probably do.
I have a bathroom board. I think I like beautiful bathrooms. Cute. I just really like being on Zillow.
I like the tiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Don't say that. I almost cursed.
I think you can say that. Is that wrong?
Oh, sorry, Mom and Dad. Sorry, Miley Cyrus.
Love you, girl.
Yeah, I don't know. How did we even get here?
I don't know.
Radio silence. What is Ava saying? Ava. Hi, Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Wait, we have reverb? Ugh, okay. Wait.
Like, is it really bad?
Hello, 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 hello. I can hear. Can someone hear me?
Is that what Ava was saying?
Oh my god, Liam has a fish tank board. And like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think, no, this is what I was saying. Like, I think Pinterest is what people's dreams
this,
are made of.
I am a domestic housewife, okay?
I don't think that's what it is. Like,
but I also want to live in New York City and work a 9-to-5 and be a little baddie and, like, get tattoos and stuff.
See, that's the thing. I think I'm just indecisive. Because I'm like, yes, I want a house. And
Okay, my question, are you afraid of... Okay. Well, see, this is... Okay, let's debate this one out. Because I am afraid of disappointment. But what if you can never be disappointed if you change your mind? Like, disappointment, okay, people say, like, oh, happiness is a choice. And to some degree, I agree. And for the sake of this argument, I'm going to agree with that. Because what if getting disappointed is just a choice? Like, I think, let's think of, like, a stereotypical getting disappointed. Like, oh, you wait in line for, I don't know, this is weird. You wait in line. Okay, wait. This one might be hard.
No, I'm locked in.
You are trying to get, like... Okay, you don't get into the school you wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Disappointed. But are you? You can just be like, I didn't get in. I have to deal with this. Yeah, I'm disappointed in the moment, but I can also be okay with my situation. I don't know.
No, yeah, I think you're right. And I don't think it's disappointment for me. I don't actually think it's fear of disappointment. I think I'm going to take that back. I think it's just me being indecisive and not knowing what I want, which is not a fear of disappointment. It's just me, like, I don't know.
Do you think if you say what you want, this is like a therapy session. Okay. I'm stealing all the tools from my therapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you think if you lived, okay. Do you think if you say what you want, people will have an expectation of you that you don't want them to have?
That's a hard question. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, she's so therapist.
My therapist lives in New York City.
That's amazing.
I'm really jealous.
That's amazing.
Okay. Anyway.
Wait, I'm not locked in the conversation. No, okay.
Do you think if you told people they'd hold you to some standard that or have an expectation of you that you might feel like trapped into?
Because
I think that's valid. Now that I think through that.
I think so, but I think it's more like more about being true to myself. Like, if I say it, because, like, I'm a person who tends to change my mind a lot about things.
Yeah.
So, like, when I say something, like, for me, and then I'll be like, wait, no, like, I want to change that for me. I think it, like, confuses my brain a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, there is that thing about, like, externally, like, I'll say things to people. And I do have a fear of that, too.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, like, I genuinely, like, I don't know. I think I have to think about things for a long time before I'm like, yes, this is truly what I want to be, like, true to myself. Because sometimes, like, even if I think I'm being true to myself, I'm not being true to myself. That might be very confusing. It's confusing.
Girl,
for
so
me.
Confusing.
Literally. That's literally my life. Like, I'll say something and then I'll say another thing.
No.
And it's like,
okay, well,
like,
I think you're allowed to change who you are and you're allowed to change your mind. I want to ask, do you think you've been scarred by being very opinionated about something and people, like, holding it against you later after you've changed?
I don't think so. Because,
okay,
like,
this seems, like, internal. Then.
I've never been, like, that much of an opinionated person, if you know what I
mean.
Like,
but
never,
then I'm trying,
like,
to get to, like, the root of that. Like,
exactly.
Was it an event that caused that?
I don't know.
Or is it just, like, a way of life?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it might just... Like, actually, like, it's, like, a nature and nurture
Yeah,
thing.
How are your family dynamics with, like, expressing your opinions? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like...
Because, okay, like, I'm a middle child, and I feel like I'm always trying to, like, get attention. I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm an eldest child, and I'm, like, bossy, probably.
Maybe, but to your brother. I'll have to answer that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Food for thought.
Food for thought.
Like, I don't know. I guess with, like, expressing hopes and dreams, like, I feel like I've had some things, like, come up before, like, oh, didn't you say this? I'm like, actually, no. Like, I changed my mind. Like, I don't want that anymore. But I think, okay, like, I've had so many phases in my life of, like, me being so dead set on living in a certain place that it's, like, funny to think about. And it's, like, everywhere I visit. Yeah. So, like, I visited, like, this really cute neighborhood in Colorado. I'm actually going to look it up. I think it was called Durango.
Oh, do it.
And I was like, I need to live here.
Oh, yeah.
I need to live here. And I was like, I'm going to live here. And I was, like, 14. And it was just, like, very cutesy. Like, the houses were, like, rainbow and stuff. And it was, like, in the mountains. And I was like, I'm living here. Now I don't want to live there. But, like, oh, she was cute for thinking that.
I don't know. I just think we're genuinely different in the way we think about things. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing for me. And it's not a bad thing for you either to think in these ways. I just think it's different. Like, I've never thought that way and been like, when I'm in a place, I'm like, I need to move here forever.
That's so interesting.
I know. And this is really interesting for me to hear about from you. Because, like, I've just never thought that way.
Wow. I thought everyone just visited somewhere and was like, man, this is it. Man, I'm really liking what I'm seeing.
But then again, like, I also haven't visited that many places either. And I don't think, like, I've actually...
No, actually same.
Yeah. Like, I've never been to Colorado.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of places would just be, like, where family lives in the suburbs and, like, kind of all looks the same to me. So I'm like, I don't know.
I don't want to, like, read too much into it, but also it's my favorite thing to do ever is read too much into it. So it's like, wow, she's so in tune with, like, where she lives and, like, her space and, like, aesthetics. And I'm also struggling to, like, find who I am in life. So it's like, is this who I am? Am I just a navigator? Am I just trying to find somewhere beautiful to live?
Yeah, maybe it's with, like, beautiful Myers-Briggs people? Or something.
Okay, mine is... I actually don't remember.
I forgot.
I'm scared now that we had reverb on.
Guys, like, do we sound okay?
Ava.
Ava, like, are we okay? Ava?
Okay. Man, life is pretty good sometimes.
It really is.
Empire State of Mind. And I don't know, like, just getting, like, just, like, driving past. Oh, I used to want to live in D.C., like, so bad. Mm. I feel like I was, like, 16.
Yeah.
And I just took a trip there, and I was like, oh, this is it. Oh, I found it. And I would live out my little fantasy in my head. Like, what if this was me walking to the grocery store?
Mm.
I don't know. Am I a housewife?
I don't think that's what it is. Like, actually, I don't think it's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a picky person. Like, I'm like, I want to live anywhere. I want to find a unique place.
Right, but then I'm, like, living is saying something. It's not just about living. It's, like, I guess it's just where you live shapes the way you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
So... I guess that is really the root of what we're searching for. How do I want to live my life?
Exactly.
And I guess a big part of it is who are the people I want to surround myself with in my life.
Exactly.
And where. And, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, the mindset.
Where do I want to live? Who do I want to be with?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm so lucky to feel like I have a choice.
Exactly.
Like, that's incredible. And it didn't used to be that way in my family in, like, generations back. That's not a thing. People are like, no, I need to live here and take care of my parents, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
I know.
So.
And I think that's something that comes with our generation, too. Like, there's so much freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I think a lot of people, including me sometimes, will take it for granted. And I need to, like, reposition myself
So much. Like, I don't know anything. Like,
yeah.
So much is up in the air. And that's incredible. Yeah. I didn't have an arranged marriage at 18.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm not a housewife.
Damn.
I'm getting an education.
Yeah.
I know how to drive.
I can change my major. I know how to drive. I can get a credit card if I want.
Yeah. I know.
So much choice.
So much privilege.
I can decide where I want to work. Okay. Actually, bad example. That one, feeling R.I.P. a little like 1950s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I don't know what I'm going to do this summer. I have choice. I have privilege.
Exactly.
Choice is privilege.
And maybe that's another thing with me. Like, I get overwhelmed with all the choices. I'm like, whoa, there's so much that I could do that
I'm like... It didn't used to be like that.
It's so hard to make a choice.
And I think maybe being influenced by our parents that didn't have as many choices maybe somehow invokes some kind of, like, pressure to do the most with the choices that we have. Because when my parents were my age, their lives were very different, and I feel like that's just something that's kind of always in the back of my mind a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, I could literally do anything I want. Like, also, nothing is really tying me down anywhere, and that's scary. So I think in my mind I tie myself down to things, which is fine. Like, I'm gonna have my comfort people, and I'm gonna talk to them, and like I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna go to, like, the comforting places that I think I just seek. Okay. Can I just talk about myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, like, what this is about.
It's Abby talking about herself. No, I've always been someone that seeks out comfort in, like, okay, like, I like to repeat, like, the places that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I visit another city that I've been to a lot, I will go to, like, the same places because they're comforting. And I'm like, I want to feel more like the upper... hand, like, oh, I know this place. Like, I know this place. Ooh. Even if I could go somewhere else, I might be like, wait, okay, like, if I went back to New York, I might go back to that cafe that we went to instead of trying to find a new one. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, well, I know it. I'm like top dog. I know it. Same with books. I like to reread books because I'm like, I know what this book is going to give me as a feeling, and I want that. Or I will rewatch shows, the same episodes over and over again, rewatch movies. I just like to seek comfort in, like, what I know.
Wait, this is interesting.
Does this make sense? And I think this goes hand in hand with what I've been saying about the places I visited and I want to live there.
Yeah, then this makes so much sense because I'm not like that.
Okay, I'm a rereader. Like, whatever, guys.
No, yeah, like, I will reread and rewatch, but...
We do it for comfort at the end of the day.
But also, like, if I went back to New York, I would want to go to New York. Like, I remember, like, as a kid, my, like, favorite hobby was to, like, bake.
Yeah.
And my favorite, like, thing to do, like, even if a recipe was, like, really good.
If you knew try a different one.
I would never go back to it. I just
try a new literally one. Pick the same thing.
And then, like, I'd forget it. And then I'd just be like, oh, yeah, like, remember that? I forgot it. And then let's try something else.
Wow.
And so, this is, like, making me learn a lot about both of us.
Yeah.
We're just different, and I think it's just, like, a different way, a different mindset.
I wonder why, and I wonder what people resonate more with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Because I do think we're both, like, I don't know.
But we are similar in so many ways, too.
Yeah, we're similar, so but, like, we're somewhere on, like, a range, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're just, like... like, closer to opposite sides than we usually are.
Like, and this is, like, I don't even know what to call this topic. But I feel like at the end of the day, I think I'm just, like, a risk minimizer. Okay, like, I'm staying at the same job this summer. And I'm not getting a new one. Like, stuff like that. Like, I will go back to my roots and not take a lot of risks. And I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the way I'm living my life doesn't seem, like, super risky.
Mm.
I would say the biggest risk I'm taking is studying abroad.
Yeah.
I know people doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel that risky.
Yeah, I mean, like, me too. I don't feel, like, that much of a risk taker. But at the same time, like, I don't always go back to, like, things that are comforting at the same time. Like, I'll go, like, do something new. I'll try something new. Like,
yeah.
I think the one thing that does get in the way of that sometimes for me, and that might
be, yeah, that's where this comes back up, is the fear of disappointment. And I think that's when I go back to, like, oh, no, like, let me stay comfortable, like, and not try new things. But I don't actually think that's who I am naturally as a person. Yeah. So maybe that fits into the whole puzzle of, like, oh, like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Indecisive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I don't like to take risks, but I do think I like to get out of my comfort zone, if that makes sense. Yeah. I think those are two different things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, definitely.
But it's, like, within a certain... Like, some things, you need some control variables to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, who knows?
Urban jungle where dreams are made of...
Yeah. That's really how I feel right now.
I don't know.
I know.
I want to go on Pinterest now.
Bro, my phone is dead.
No! Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to be off my phone. Creature of habit.
Chronically online. No, like, I keep reaching, like, for my invisible phone that I left in my backpack.
Where's the invisible phone?
Yeah.
Looking at the invisible camera. No, I don't know, guys.
Yeah, like,
I'm actually really curious, like, and, like, I feel very selfish for talking about myself this much as well. So it's
too.
Like, I want to be like, okay, guys, like, do you agree? But, like, I don't know if anyone actually thinks about themselves this much. Like, uh-oh, is she a narcissist?
But I do, though.
I think about so much. I think we're thinkers.
I think we are.
Like, just... thinkers, and there's not that much else in our lives to think about right now except ourselves.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're in college.
Exactly.
And, like, this college is kind of selfish. Yeah. Like, I'm doing this for me.
Honestly, I feel like sometimes people need to think about themselves more, and I tend to poke and prod at them until they do. So maybe it's infectious.
Yeah, asking the questions.
I'll ask so many questions until it comes out.
People always do like to talk about themselves, though.
Exactly.
It's, like, weird. Like, I feel like a narcissist, but then I feel like the most insecure person in the world the next day.
Yeah.
So it's a balance. Don't worry about us. Don't worry. We're in therapy. It's fine.
Exactly. It's
you
all,
should be in
okay.
therapy.
Yeah. Hello.
Probably.
Hello.
So normalized now. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, been waiting for that one.
I know. They kind of scared me at the study abroad thing. You know, your therapist. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, like, there's going to be a time difference. Can we figure that out? Whatever. Anyways, we should probably go.
Let's sign off. Let's blow this popsicle stand. Is that a saying?
I believe it is.
Okay. We're going to say it is. Should we play Ross Lynch? Why is that there?
Like the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, would we have to put that on the Spinatron?
Yeah.
Dang
it. Okay, guys, we're signing off as Narcoleptic Insomniacs.
Bye.